my goal is to expose the world to people and allow them to travel and see the world in a different light than maybe they're used to. And that really fills my cup.
Hey friends, it's PBJ again, and I have another episode of Women Who Define Disruption to share with you. If you all have been following my journey at all, especially the last year, you know that my travels have been one of the greatest sources of joy in this whole journey that I am taking. I love going to a place that I've never visited and getting to know the people and the surroundings and the atmosphere and the scenery. And it just fills me with so much joy. I mean, one of the things I always think about is, y'all know my people are from Crockettville, South Carolina, and I love Crockettville, but many of my people have never gone very far from Crockettville. And I have the blessing and the honor to travel, and my heart desires so much more travel. So today, I have a friend that I am introducing you to, my friend, Anna Durkin. Anna is a person that helps people travel and have beautiful experiences. And I am here to introduce you all to her. And Anna, thank you for being on Disrupting Burnout. And I'm so excited to hear from you today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Anna, if you would just get started, because I know a little bit about what you do, but I would love to hear more about your story. So would you just tell the people who you are?
Yeah. So I'm Anna. I'm definitely a mother. And that's right now, that's definitely my title for myself, is a mother. I have a sweet 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so I'm right in the midst of being a new mom and enjoying life so much with their energy and their positivity. And it's just so much fun. But beyond that, I have many hats. But yes, I'm the owner of Seek Wild Travel. And my goal is to expose the world to people and allow them to travel and see the world in a different light than maybe they're used to. And that really fills my cup. So I would say I'm still on the journey for sure. it's never, it's ever evolving. But yeah, I really had a turning point. I had my son in 2018. And I kind of thought I could just keep rolling with it, right? I could just keep pushing and pushing and doing all the things. And I started to just kind of pile on more, right? Motherhood was already a new challenge. And I had, I ended up having a C-section, which was unplanned. And then during that time that I had off, which wasn't really, I didn't have any paid leave or anything like that, like a lot of people don't. And so during that time, I decided to leave the job that I thought I was going to go back to. And I just couldn't imagine going back in that environment after I had become a mother. So as I'm recovering from labor and birth and all of those things, I decided to start interviewing for positions. So I did that with like a 5-week-old baby because I just knew I needed something different. And thankfully, something landed in my lap in just the right time. But it was a challenge. I started a new position. I was a new mom. I was pumping at work in the closet. and then, you're trying to show up at work as if you don't have all these other things going on, right? So many of us show up at work as if we're not moms or fathers, have a loved one that we're caring for. And that becomes really difficult because all of a sudden you're putting on a lot of layers, right? A lot of protection, a lot of things to show up as this perfect employee. And it really took a toll. And then that same year, I along with being a new mom and new job, I decided that we needed to buy a house. So we went into that journey, which was, you know, there's not a lot of options out there, and you're going back and forth, and it can just be so overwhelming. So thankfully we found a wonderful place for us to live, and we made it happen. We made it possible. But as the summer came along, I had my child in October. I got really sick. I couldn't get over a cold that I had, and I had a cough for months, and I wasn't sleeping, right? I had a newborn baby. I'm trying to do so many things all the time for everyone and show up perfect. And finally that August, my body was like, you've had enough. You can't keep going on this path. But it took several years after that to finally kind of transition out of that phase. And like I said, I'm still on that journey. And one of the powerful things that I started doing was meditating. And the practice itself, was a piece to the puzzle of kind of this recovery that I found. And it really allowed myself to center and slow down. And through that process, things started to become very clear and very vivid. And, I sought help in other ways too, support from family, outside professional help, things like that. But it was really interesting how just coming to myself, coming home to myself, was kind of the magic in it. So, as the years went on, I started to really dive into what does my passion look like? What do I want my day to be like? Who do I want to serve? And, that led me to where I am with this company. And I am just so thrilled to help people, finally go on those trips that they've always wanted to go on and open up to their passion.
Oh my goodness, Anna. So many important nuggets there throughout your story. First of all, thank you for sharing your journey with us. I have to stop and appreciate how you described that beautiful things can be disruptive.
Right.
Beautiful things. Motherhood is a beautiful, beautiful thing. A new home is a beautiful thing. A new job often is a beautiful thing. Beautiful things can be disruptive in a way that it interrupts the flow that you're accustomed to. It stops the cadence of what you have set for your life. And sometimes that's exactly what we need. Sometimes in order for us to even consider that something else is a possibility, we need something to interrupt or disrupt that cadence. So thank you for giving voice to the fact that more than one thing can be true. I can be overwhelmingly joyful of this blessing in my life and overwhelmed. I can be exhausted and so grateful at the same time. More than one thing can be true. So that is just so important for folks to hear, because sometimes we feel like I'm in the good part of my life. Like things are good. What is wrong with me? All of this is good, but I'm feeling heavy.
Right.
And our emotions are a gauge. We have to pay attention, because that's the signal that something in our life needs some attention. I also appreciate the way that you described how your body was speaking to you, right? Because we'll keep going. We'll keep going. When can I stop? I can't stop. You know, I have to do my best at work, and I can't just chill. When I get home, I have a new baby, you know? So when we just keep pushing and keep pushing, and I always say burnout is the fourth stop. You don't have a choice. It's when your body, your soul, or your spirit says, we're done. We're done. Yeah. And then that final piece that I wanted to highlight is you started thinking about, what do I want? And I just want to pause for a minute And I want to pose that question to someone who's listening. What do you want? So often we allow ourselves to be stuck in a box that someone else created, or a career ladder where someone says, choose one, two, or three. Those are your only two options for promotion. Or those are your only two options of moving forward, or your only two options for success. But you stopped and you said, wait a minute, what do I want my days to look like? Who do I want to serve? And I know to someone who's listening, that sounds like some pie in the sky idea, that you would even get to manifest what you want. But Anna is here as proof. I'm here as proof that when you pause and really ask and really, really dig deep, you said coming home to yourself. That reminds me, Dr. Tama Bryant wrote a book called Homecoming, and she talks about coming home to yourself. So often we are so conditioned to follow the rules and march in step that we've forgotten who we are. Or maybe we've not even discovered it in adulthood because we've been so busy succeeding and accomplishing. Yeah. So how does your work, your passion now, help people kind of break that cast, that cadence, so that they can come home to themselves?
Yeah, so I always like to describe that I create inspiring and rejuvenating experiences. So, you know, some of the typical travel planning models are a lot of, more chain properties, hotel, you know, that kind of thing. But, and that has its place, but I focus on really off the beaten path travel. So two things that I feel like I'm able to offer. One, take the burden off of people on the planning of trips. Because that can be just very overwhelming, right? We're so busy. There's not always time to fit all those things in, but people know the value of it. They really do. They know that they need to step away. And it's really important to step away, because that is how you can find clarity. And so one is, you know, helping people navigate the complicated parts of travel, right? But really, I'm bringing travel to people. Mm-hmm. And showing what is possible. And when people go on these trips, they are kind of awakened. They come back not feeling like they need a vacation from their vacation. Planning appropriately allows you to have breathing room and truly settle into the environment that you're in. And maybe you're traveling for the weekend, or maybe you're traveling across the world. It doesn't matter. Getting out of your routine can be such a way to transform your approach to your everyday. And also learning, right? You learn about yourself when you travel. There's always little things that you learn about yourself. Whoever you're traveling with, you can form a better bond with them. And then whatever environment you're going into, it really helps you to see how other people live, I think. I always enjoy the simplicity of some places I go. I'm like, wow, you know, you don't have to have an open concept kitchen to have a wonderful life. Yeah. It's really important to see the way other people live, hear their stories, go to a pub and sit with locals and stay in a neighborhood that people that live there year round stay in, you know, and live in. And just fully becoming immersed in the environment around them while traveling. And then another little piece that I always like to say is incorporating some time in nature. I really think that we are so busy all the time, and a lot of people have the best access to nature. And so I like to always throw in some of that to kind of help realize that there's some routines that maybe you can incorporate in your daily life. You know, maybe mm-hmm. you went on a nature walk on your trip and you're like, hey, that needs to become part of who I am. Or maybe you are, you know, on a trip and you see people doing an activity that you're like, oh, that could become part of my life too. Or, wow, that really opens up my mind to this idea. And so travel just can really be an opening for you to look at life in a different way.
Oh, I think that's beautiful. And I agree with you. I agree with you. Sometimes in our normal routine, we become so blind to, we're so focused on what we're used to. It's possible to go from your home to the car, from the car to the office, from the office back to the car, back home to bed, and get up and do it all over again. And you're walking through and walking by beauty every day, but you don't have the mindfulness to benefit from it because of the overwhelm and the routine and everything that has taken over. Anna, tell us where this connection and love for travel came from for you.
Yeah, so I actually, even as a young person deciding on a major for school, I decided to study hospitality and tourism because as a child, my parents did such a great job of exposing us. We would, you know, with my mom, we would jump in the car and go what we call discovering. And that's it. You know, they were just day trips, but we would go discover the countryside and find antique shops or go to historic properties or go through gardens, you know, things like that. And they just showed that you can do it in such a simple way, you know, that you can just jump in the car or however, and kind of see the world. And I always just loved that. I loved the feelings that I had when I went into, you know, a beautiful garden. You know, we would go to botanical gardens or historic homes and things like that. And there's just this overwhelming sense of calm and excitement of seeing some new place. And so I brought that all the way through. And then I decided to go to school and study hospitality and tourism. And so it was kind of tucked away. And I got out of that industry for a while and then was like, this is why I did that. That's why I, when I say coming home to myself, I kind of came back to myself as a child. You know, how did I think when I was a child? And what lit me up? And that same passion still lights me up today. And so, it's just been really fun to come back to it.
Oh, I love that you went back to those memories and those experiences from your childhood. We do a process called Discover Your Brilliance. And I always ask the question, tell me who you were as a child, because a lot of our answers are there before someone told us we were wrong, before someone told us you couldn't make money with that, before someone told us what makes sense and what doesn't, before we learned all of the rules of adulthood. There's a purity in going back and revisiting what we experienced in our childhood. So give us some examples, Anna. So because you said your trips are kind of off the beaten path, not what maybe you normally get from a travel agent. So give us an example of an experience that you might curate for someone.
Yeah, so some examples can be, well, maybe like a weekend trip somewhere. For example, you know, say you live near the Smoky Mountains or where I grew up near Shenandoah National Park. And, you know, you can start your morning and go to the local coffee shop, right? And then find lodging that's like right at the entrance of the park so that you don't have to go far. And then find three activities that you want to do that weekend, right? Don't overbook yourself and go into the park. Maybe first you're going to try, you know, just a simple nature walk. Maybe you're not super into hiking, but you want to go on a little walk, right? So you go on the walk and then you drive a little farther through the park and you go to some overlooks and you step out and you see the view. And then you travel a little farther and you find, you know, the historic lodge in the park, and you eat lunch and you eat at a leisurely pace, you know, and you talk to the waitress or the waiter and you ask them, hey, what's something else really cool that we should do in the area? And they point something else out to you. And then you go down that path of, of finding where they said it was a really cool place to go. And you just continue that journey kind of with a little bit of an open mind, right? Mm-hmm. And I think having an open mind to anything that can come up in travel, because things do come up, mm-hmm. is the key to having a good time and kind of discovering yourself and taking that breathing time. So those, you know, as far as like a weekend trip, that's an easy thing you can do. You can just go and discover. But other trips that I plan, for example, you know, going to Scotland, well, there's a lot to see in Scotland. Do you need to see it all? No, you can pick out, you know, a handful of things that you really want to do and then decide this is what I'm going to do, but I'm also going to leave some room for any kind of experience that might come up. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the principles that I live by as far as travel is breathing room, enjoy every part of it. Transportation can be, you know, you think, oh, I'm just getting from point A to point B. Well, actually that could be a really transformative part of it. The flight, the people you're sitting near, the train ride, looking at the scenery. There's so many parts of travel that can open your mind and be relaxing and fun and exciting. So taking each piece of that travel experience in with you, incorporating nature. I always think that's super important and kind of helps you appreciate what we have, right? Yeah. And breathe in that fresh air and see what's out there. So I think that's also really important. And pack light, you know, don't overdo it. You're not moving there. That's why I always like to tell people. So pack light, make your load light, make the trip of lightening up your load of life. And so kind of incorporating that, but really in the heart of it too, is where do you want to go? You know, I always ask people that, what has always been your bucket list? They may think it's so pie in the sky that they can't do it. Oh, there's no way I could do that. And they put up a lot of excuses. I start to say, wait a minute, let's back up. Can we make this possible for you? Where do you want to go? And sometimes they have to come back and say, you know, give me some time to really think about that, because they just thought it wasn't possible for so long. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it's come to light that they, oh, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but you know, I don't think so. And then I'll do some research and figure out if it is possible for them. And most of the time it is. Yes. So it's just about planning and, but really reaching down deep. Where do you want to go? And come up with a plan for the next 5 years. Where do you want to go? You know, what's going to light you up? What's going to help you maybe get through a tough time? Maybe you need a trip planned in the next 2 months. Mm. And so, yeah, that's kind of, there's just so much to dive into and each person's so different. And so I like to take each client in as its own special case.
Yeah. Yeah. You went exactly where I was going to go next with my next question, because I was going to ask you, what are some of those limiting beliefs or excuses that people make to say, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, that's not available to me. So you mentioned, you know, maybe financially, right? Right. What are some of the other limiting beliefs that you hear from folks?
The other limitations are time. I would say that's probably actually one of the biggest things is people can't figure out how to pick a time to go because they have this, they have that. They have so many obligations that they can't see past that. They can't see past all the to-dos. And so then I can even help them guide them through that process as well. You know, you're going to have to go on a trip that you've always wanted to go on. You may have to sacrifice one thing or another, and that's okay. That's okay. You might have to tell the office that you're out for a week. It's okay.
Yes.
You may take your child out of school for 1 week because the destination you want to go to happens to be the best time to go is during the school year.
Yes.
That's okay. You can still learn on that trip. A week's not going to hurt anyone. Even 2 weeks isn't going to hurt anyone. And so time seems to be one of the most limiting things. And that's part of what I've come into is, let me plan it for you. So all you have to do is pack your bag. So I've taken a huge chunk of that time that people think they don't have to at least plan it for them. And then all they have to do is go through their schedule and pick a time to go. So that is a big limiting factor is time.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I know at this point, folks are probably ready to pack their bags and go. I know. I'm already thinking, okay, I want to go to Scotland. I want to go to France. So Anna, how do people connect with you? What does your process look like?
Yeah. So first we usually start with a 30-minute discovery call just to kind of dive into exactly the nitty-gritty of my process. And kind of help them think it through a little bit. And then from there, we start building an itinerary. And it can be really fun. And I can really help guide people on that so they don't have to really think too hard about it. I'll ask them the right questions. And then I'll give them a proposal of, you know, here's your trip. What do you think? And so then once they say, hey, yeah, that looks really good, let's tweak a couple things. Then I present them with the final proposal. Then after that, they can either go and book the trip on their own, or they can have me go ahead and book it. So it's kind of a three-tier process, you know, a temporary proposal. Then we have like our final itinerary and then booking. So it can be just such an easy process. I walk you through the whole thing. So there's no stressing on it.
No stressing and no excuse. And I can tell you that travel is just one of those things that feed my soul. You know, it's having a trip, whether it's a weekend trip, a day trip, having a trip on the calendar, I'm looking forward to that. So that's my goal. I've got all this to do, but I know that is coming and it just fills my cup. And it's not the same as having a day off. Because a day off at home, you're literally just consumed. You're looking at all the things that you should be doing or you feel like you should be doing, whether you are doing them or not. Even if you're sitting on your couch, you're grinding in your mind, thinking about all the things. Going away physically helps you to disconnect. It helps you to take a break from everything and really, like you said, be clear. Be clear, because even if you need to do it, you're not in the space to do it. And you can let it rest for a day or a weekend or a week. And you will come back and be able to accomplish those things better and faster because you allowed your brain a break, a real break. A real break. So I encourage all of you to reach out to Anna, to explore with her, have the conversation. Don't let the excuses stop you. You don't even know enough to make a decision yet. Connect with Anna, make that connect call and explore. It's time for you to see something different. And I'm so excited for you. Anna, how do folks connect with you?
Yeah, so they can reach out on my website. Seekwildtravel.com. You can also find me on Instagram. I love communicating that way too. And that's Seekwildtravel.
Yeah. Awesome. And all of this will be in our show notes so that you can connect with Anna and have that connect call and go exploring. Give yourself that gift, that break. You deserve it, friend. All right. As always, you know that you are powerful, you are significant, and you are loved. Love always, PBJ. Bye, everybody.